Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Well, nice to meet you, Sophie, nice not you. Yellow Sophie.
I'll answer to either, honestly, at this point.
I don't I'll mind it. I don't know. I kind of like yellow and blue, Sophie.
I do, too. I think that was one where I think Jeff put his foot down and was like, we're not going to do this color nonsense. We need another way to distinguish. Yeah. But yellow was very in this past season in like the world as a color. So I'm down for yellow, Sophie.
Well, nice to meet you. I know, you know, obviously you just watched the episode back. You lived it, but what was it like watching the season and also your boot episode?
Watching the season, I guess you probably know this as somebody who records and listens to your voice. You know how when you hear your voice recorded, it doesn't quite sound like you, but you know it's you? That's what it's like watching your body on TV. Like, I would be like, I guess that's me, but that's not how, like, you never get to see yourself running from behind or, like, your profile. And so part of watching it back was just adjusting to the weirdness of, like, seeing myself on TV. That was crazy. But the other part of watching back the season is like, it was an incredible experience. I've been a fan since I was like a child. I love this show, but when you're out there, you don't have any phones, so you don't have any pictures of it. And so it almost felt like a dream or a mirage when I first got back that like, I couldn't quite like remember what Hina's Beach was or like, how did we sleep? Did we really sleep in the sand? And I think I forgot how much I rely on like photo evidence to be like, oh yeah, let me go back and look at pictures from this fun trip. And so watching it back has been just amazing to get to finally, like it almost like I am like getting to finally see like, oh my God, yes. Like I did do that. That is what it looked like. And it was so fun to relive a lot of, yeah, the things that I, for a little bit was like, I think this happened, but like, did it really? And then the most fun part is obviously reliving like immunity wins with my family. Like getting to celebrate things that I won with my friends and family was so fun. And rarely do you get to do something like that as an adult. So that was great. In terms of watching back last night's episode where I was completely blindsided, not quite as fun, definitely illuminating. It was super helpful to see like, oh, I see, this is when it shifted. Like I really pissed off Sage by voting out Jawan. I underestimated how close they were and how upset she would be. But it was, I will not lie, watching that tribal council was a little rough knowing what was coming because I'm a competitor and I don't like to lose. And so I lived through the grief of getting voted out and losing again. And that was tough. But I think at the end, I'm like just so proud of myself. And to be unanimously voted out is like quite flattering at 7. But it definitely, I was a little teary when I was watching that back yesterday.
I mean, that's fair. I liked your exit. I thought you handled it super well and it was fun because I mean, and I don't know how you feel, but you were under edited right before, like in the
pre-work. Oh yes.
And so you were, and then you emerge, right? You're winning immunities. Yeah. You're driving a lot of the strategy. How did you feel about that? And do you feel like it accurately sort of reflected your role?
I don't feel like it accurately reflected my role, especially early on. It's just like I understand that because of the way the game is set up, the tribes that are winning do not get time because they're not showing you at tribal council. But I feel like it gives the impression that I just wasn't making relationships and wasn't really talking strategy. And I feel like, sure, a big critique of my game that I give myself is that I didn't have like a ride or die number one, but I had other alliances. I had other people I was working with. And so it's rough, like, not see that at all. And also from just a like person perspective, like I was out there sleeping. And that can feel a little that is just not being shown. I will say though, like in hindsight, because then I had like my coming out party, my debutante with the merge, it almost made it more fun because I feel like people were like, who's this chick? Like, what is she doing coming out of nowhere and like winning this challenge and then chatting? And like, aside from like the fruit comment, I hadn't really gotten to show personality at all. So it's been fun to see that. And I do feel like, you know, leave them wanting a little more. That's kind of what maybe the editors were going for with my edit.
Yeah, I also wonder, this seems so silly, but like there were so many women with S names. And there's two Sophies. Oh, I feel like that didn't help.
No, definitely not. I don't think that helped at all, especially that like Blue Sophie was on the tribe that
went
kept
to tribal.
Losing. Like it would just be so confusing from like, I don't know, a character perspective. Like if you were writing a book and you had two main characters named Sophie, an editor would be like, come on. Pick another name, even if it was two S names. Like that aspect of it, I don't think helped at all. But, you know, I have no control over the edit. And at this point, now that I've gotten some screen time, I'm happy about it. But definitely, you know, had you talked to me in October, I would have been like quite upset.
Yes, that's fair. Who did you credit with your move in the moment? Is that still the same person you credit today for getting you out?
Ooh, yes. I think like in the moment, Sage, for sure. Like when it all happened, I was like it was like she must have been the mastermind behind it because like I knew I was always being thrown out there and that it wasn't like beyond the pale that I was going to be on the chopping block. In fact, I should have seen it. But I really was banking on Sage's dislike of Savannah and her to get Savannah out. Like, that's what I was banking on. I was like, she and me. And then I thought Christina and Steven would go along with it. But so that's what I really credited in the moment. Like, it's Sage. Because obviously, like, Rizzo, Sav, and so if I wasn't quite as sure, but like I really thought I had Sage and I was like, okay, she must have been kind of the one who really flipped. And then watching it back, it is like it's Sage. Like I think pissed her off by getting out Juwan. I really underestimated that. And as a result, yeah, she went full revenge. And you gotta respect it.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. But in terms of where you stand with Juwan and Sage, in the moment, did you see how much he was reacting to you going out? And like, where do you stand today with them?
It's funny because I didn't see it in the moment because I like
blackout.
Literally, like I was so shocked. I understand how Juwan could have taken Rizzo's torch because it is shocking to get fully blindsided. So yeah, wasn't looking at the jury at all. And so I did not see all of his cheering and all of his flexing. but since then, like Sage, Juwan and I are on great terms. I like really enjoy both of their company. Like we're all friends. I think the wonderful thing about our cast is that like, we know it's the game and like, wounds are raw in those moments, but with like a little bit of time and space, we all at different points were like wielding the knife and backstabbing.
I'm sure.
And so,
yeah.
You know, like it's, if you have been apologized to, you also have had to apologize. And so I'm on very good terms with them. And it's been actually so fun getting to watch their games back, because they've been two players who I've like such great TV to watch. I've so enjoyed watching them.
Yeah, for sure. I know a lot of people seem a little confused about sort of like, what was your long-term plan? Because you go to this alliance, which is pretty solid with these three. You voted with them last week. I guess, were you like, let me play it day to day and then flip where I have to go because you don't have a number one? Or what was your plan ideally?
So I think I was definitely a little bit of, let me, I at that point in the game, I kind of had come to terms with like, I need to be trying to win a lot of challenges. Like that, unfortunately, has to be a part of my strategy at this standpoint. And so it really has, like, I was taking it a little bit more day to day. I will say that in the back of my mind, I never intended to stick with Savannah and Rizzo to the end. I kind of always was planning to flip on them. My hope was that Soph would want a big resume play and would vote one of them out. And then perhaps she and I could like work together as a duo to make it through to the end. And I also thought that like Sage and I could recover from Jawan and move forward in the game together. And so I think I was kind of hoping it would be the three of us, and that I would flip and take out like a Rizzo or Savannah, and then like Steven and Christina can fall away. Because the other thing I was thinking is, you know, Steven and Christina at this point haven't wronged anybody on the jury except for Nate, and so, you know, they are not, from a jury management perspective, they're doing pretty well, whereas I've gotten every single one of those people out. And that was not lost on me as I was kind of thinking long-term, because seven is around the time in the game when, you're building that jury. And if people are bitter and cheering when you get voted out, they might not want to vote for you in the end, you know? So
I think they would have respected you, Sophie. I think they would have. I think they would have respected your game. I don't know.
And that's what I hope. That's I feel like in the new era, most juries in the end put aside their differences or any like personal game vendettas and just go on like, you played a good game.
Exactly. Well, obviously we won't know. But I also felt it. I also felt confused with, you know, I understand what Steven wanted to save his advantage for another week. I understand sort of, but that their sort of positioning was confusing to me as well, voting you out, because I don't see sort of how they move forward from here. Do you think that sort of weakens Hina?
I agree. I think what's fascinating is that like seven is kind of the last chance you have to like really shake it up, because it's 4-3. So it's an odd number. Your next odd number is 5, which like that is a little too close for comfort. Like everyone is fully out for themselves.
Especially with idols in the game.
Right, exactly. Of which we know Rizzo has one. And he's done a great job thus far of holding on to that. So I actually think that like, Chris, like I think I was like the easy vote at this stage. Like I think like Christina and Steven, I don't think anybody would have had trouble like if I didn't win immunity at 6 or 5, like of getting me out. Like I think that would be easy to do. You know, she doesn't have a number one, but like I feel like for Christina and Steven, now they're still at the bottom. Like it's either 3-3 or it's 4-2. Like it's not, those aren't great numbers. They're not in the majority either way. And I feel like, you know, if they were open to maybe putting me aside for a bit, we could have gone into 6 having maybe 4 of us. I think at this point, at best, it's 3-3. At worst, it's 3-3 and you don't have an idol anymore. and Rizzo does, or at worst, it's 4-2 and one of you is toast. So I agree. I feel like for Christina and Steven, it was not the best gameplay to get me out at that moment. Especially since, like, I've worked with them in the past. They've never, like, this was the first time they had worked with Savannah. So I, like, don't, for, like, I would be shocked if they work with Savannah again in the future.
Right. No, I agree. Had you gotten, like, even an inkling at Tribal that, like, something's off here, do you think you could have pulled anything? Do you think you might have been able to stay?
It's tough because I guess I could have played my shot in the dark in theory, but I kind of am against that. Like, I don't know. I like voting. But if honestly, if it kept me another day, I shouldn't be poo-pooing the shot in the dark. I think if I'd gotten an inkling, I could have played my shot in the dark, or I could have tried openly to make another, like, overt case against Savannah, kind of pull what I did in the split tribal and just be like, look, I'm going to put all my cards on the table right here. I am kind of alone in this game. And yes, I'm a challenge threat, but Savannah is a challenge threat and she has two powerful allies, one of whom has an idol. I am clearly weaker than her in this moment. If you are smart, like Sage, I am so sorry that I pissed you off about Jawan. Like, I would have tried to just go, which has kind of been my style. Just like, I'm going to be honest, this is what we should do. I am going to pitch. And so maybe that would have been enough to get Steven and Christina. I'm not sure whether how deep Sage's, hatred, or not hatred, but her anger at me voting out Jawan went, if I would have been able to convince her with that.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I could have tried. I would have tried.
You got to go.
That's okay.
Would you play Survivor again, Sophie?
Yeah, it's like there were moments on the beach where I was like, screw this. I'm hungry. I'm tired. Like, I don't ever want to be back. I don't ever want to walk on a beach again. And like 2 days after getting back, I was like, oh, it was so fun. It was like some of the best, I guess the best like 21 days. I think that was my count. The best 21 days I've had, some of the best 21 days of my life. And it is incredible. And also, Sharon, I love to compete. And you don't get to compete like that as an adult anymore if you're not like an athlete. And so the ability to compete and win and like with actual stakes, it was amazing. And I'm chasing that high.
Okay. Well, listen, I hope we see you again. It was really fun watching you. And yeah, thank you for chatting with me today.
Yeah, of course.